They all expected a shot, and Shaqiri makes this wonderful run.
This is an official excuse. My wife gave birth.
There's
this placenta on my pants.
That's disgusting.
This is the Anfield Humidor podcast.
Thanks to Mané's skill, Milner's competence under pressure, and Traore's thick and prosperous legs.
Back in college, when we were...
You went to college?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now I'm doing this podcast with you. Man, my life.
And we are back.
Yo.
After a two-week break.
It was long.
It was a little too long for my liking.
Long break. Feels good to be back,
though.
I like
to pod, baby. Woo! Woo! Love to pod. 1-0 win over Norwich City.
Can I start with
back
a question?
Back from 2 weeks.
Can I start with a question?
Ask me a question, boy.
Brian, in a fight between Trent Alexander-Arnold and Robertson, all against referee Stuart Atwell's spray foam, who would win?
Robertson. Robertson. Hands down.
Between the spray foam
and
Trent and Robbo.
I'm confused by the question.
How are you confused? They got in a fight with the spray foam in the middle of the game.
So you're saying, are Trent and Robertson fighting?
They're fighting against the spray foam.
Oh, against the spray foam.
Did you watch the game?
I did, but your question was weird.
They're standing right behind the ball, waiting for a free kick, yelling at the spray foam.
So it's them against the spray foam.
Yeah. Who would win?
I'm going to go Trent and Robbo because they were stamping on that
What
baby.
Were they doing? What was that about?
He kept putting the spray foam down.
Yep.
And Trent, his first move, stamps on the spray foam to get his setting for the ball.
He sets the ball?
Because he's going to put the ball right on the spray foam. The referee's argument was, no, it goes behind the spray foam. And it was just the whole thing. And that's why you love football, right?
What are you fighting about?
I don't know.
I love it. I love those boys.
No, the referee's in a constant battle to keep everyone, you know, from overruling his authority.
Mm.
So it's a constant battle. So little things like that.
He's like the vice principal of an elementary school.
Why vice?
Because he's not that important.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He's like
the vice president of the United States.
Exactly. There you go.
Not
that's
that important.
One. There's a good one.
Mormon.
There's
is he a Mormon?
One. I don't know if he's a Mormon. I don't know.
No, he's not a Mormon.
It doesn't matter.
I'm thinking of the other guy.
25 points.
25 points.
25 points.
That's as of right now.
Yeah. Man City plays points. West Ham next week, and I think there's a math equation you can figure it out.
They're not playing this weekend?
Mm-mm. No, Man City plays...
Oh, because they had a postponement.
Yeah.
Right? They had a postponement because of weather.
So. Yeah.
The weather was crazy that day.
It was it was like crazy windy. It's been nuts in England.
Yeah, I saw some people like holding their umbrellas, using them as sails. But yeah, it's been crazy. It was crazy today. There was wind going in the second half, going into Alisson's goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Second half.
Second half, which I think gives an advantage to Liverpool, to be quite honest.
Harder to kick.
Because you can get those long balls to stop. And you know what I mean? Whereas the other team, it's always going away from them.
Mm.
But mistakes can be made on either end with wind and rain. Mm. So, all that being said, we did a good job.
25 points.
25 points ahead.
1-0 win.
What else is new?
Before we start talking about
what
stuff,
else is new?
Before we start, let's do our quick little disclaimer. We like to do this in the beginning of every podcast
to
remind
dumb,
all the listeners.
Stupid, idiotic Americans.
You're a dumb, stupid, idiot American.
We don't know anything. We have no culture.
You don't know anything. You don't have any culture.
But you also don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
But everything you don't know, I know. Everything I know, everything I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It's together we make one Brit.
I love it.
Without the arrogance.
That's the slogan right there.
Together we make one Brit.
Together we make one Brit.
You know, when you're making up slogans on the spot, that's what it's all
love
about,
to see
right?
It. Love to see it.
That's what it's all
so
about.
So if you like us, though, please like and subscribe. Yep. Go on to iTunes, write a written review. It really, really helps us. We appreciate that.
It does.
And keep on listening.
Because we make no money off of this, people.
No. Well, you don't know. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. We got
one
a couple.
We got sponsors.
We got quite the generous fan base,
might
I say.
Yeah.
I've been getting some nice emails.
Uh-huh.
You guys are too much.
How about merch? You getting any merch? We got a little bit of merch.
Gotten some merch.
A little bit of merch.
Some people sending
us
some stuff. It's nice.
Rabbit Air. Speaking of Rabbit Air.
Let's go into our smoking and drinking section.
Let's do it. What are we smoking?
We are smoking La Aroma de Cuba, Mi Amor Reserva.
Which you said we've smoked before.
Not on the podcast.
Oh, maybe that's
but
what
we've smoked this before. It was in my search history when I was looking it up.
Yeah, interesting.
It was in my Google search history.
And what are the notes on this?
It's a milky chocolate, bolder cigar with hints of freshly hewn wood and leather. What do you get?
I got wooden leather. Chocolate, not getting.
Not the chocolate. Maybe that's the middle of the cigar.
Have you ever taken a big chomp out of wooden leather? Tastes just like this.
It tastes just like it. It's delicious. It's like you're biting on a shoe.
And then we're drinking the Maker's Mark Private Select.
Blah, blah,
which
blah.
Which we've drank before.
It's, you know, we don't drink a ton, so it's going to take a bottle a long time.
And
you
haven't... Yeah, it's going to take a while.
We don't really drink a lot.
And it's brought to you by the Rabbit Air Purifier, which if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it right behind us. It's a cigar air purifier. They were nice enough to send us one for review, which we got to get the review out, by the way.
Yeah, we'll post that up.
We're like 3 days away.
We'll post it up.
From the deadline.
Deadline.
But yeah, we'll post that review. And yeah, they were nice enough to send us one. And it is darn awesome for cigar smoke, allergens, all that type of stuff. Check them out.
So today on the podcast, we have for you a breakdown of Norwich City's defensive performance.
Tell me, baby.
We have an update on Teemu Pukki's future career.
Teemu Pukki.
And we're going to go over some games coming up and how many more games we need to beat a record and our upcoming games and such. We have a couple talking points for you guys. So we're excited to get into the episode. But before we get into it, let's go into a quick stat overview of the whole game brought to you by Flash Score. Even though they don't send us anything or give us any money, we still plug the product because it's a cool app.
Give me those stats.
Give you the stats. So, ball possession, 63-37 to Liverpool.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I like it.
Makes sense.
I like it.
Goal attempts, 17 for Liverpool, 5 for Norwich City.
Oh.
5 for Norwich City.
Yep. I like it.
You like it.
I like it.
What do you like about it?
It tells a story. You know how I love stats when they tell a story? You love it.
You love it. You love it.
I love it.
Shots on goal of those goal attempts, 6 for Liverpool, 1 for Norwich City.
Okay.
Block shots, 4-1 for Liverpool. Free kicks. Liverpool had 6. Norwich had 12.
Interesting.
12 free kicks for...
All right, I'm very excited.
The Canaries!
I'm very excited about the corner stat. Tell me the corner stat.
Corner stats, 2 for Norwich. We didn't concede anything. 2 corners. To Liverpool, 7.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. The
both came late.
And we did not capitalize on our corners like we normally do.
Mm-mm.
Now, Trent was a little off the mark with his free kicks.
Yeah. It was windy.
He never made it past the first man, though.
Yeah, the wind. Atmospheric pressure. Come on, you're a pilot.
Corner barometric.
Offsides calls. Goalkeeper saves. 5 for Norwich, 1 for Liverpool. Allison got 1 recorded save. Was it the catch? The bat wasn't a save. That must have been a save. It must have been a deflection or something.
Even though it was a save.
Total save. I mean,
it was a complete save.
He got credited for 1 save. Fouls, yellow cards, total passes, 612 for Liverpool.
Uh-huh.
362 for Norwich.
Yep, about
Again,
right.
Again, just passing monsters. That's all we do.
Yeah.
Pass. We shift the whole defense.
Mm-hmm.
Relocate everybody. Dangerous attacks, 102 for Liverpool, 19 for Norwich City. We're going to end on that one.
19 for Norwich City.
What does that show for you?
Well, I was going to say that Norwich City, even though they only had 19, their attacks, at least two, were you know, clinical.
Yeah, 2 good attacks.
They were slightly dangerous. But was there offense?
What did the winner of the game?
What did I say at the end of that second half? I said it's a good thing Norwich City sucks.
It's a good thing they suck because right now they could have scored.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
They could have scored. I don't know if their offense was the story of that game though.
No, their defense was the story. Norwich City packed quite a punch on defense. They were cutting off passes and positionally wonderful. Wonderful for a while. And then beginning of the second half or kind of towards the middle of the second half, they kind of panicked a little bit and Liverpool stepped up into gear. They got into that third gear. What gear do you want? I think you want third gear in a car.
Fourth gear.
Third gear, you can really... Third, right?
Is that third gear?
Anyone still listening? We're Americans. Keep listening.
Keep listening.
Both of us make a Brit.
Yeah, us together make one Brit.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Both of us make a Brit.
I know, I'm repeating it.
Okay.
Both of us together make one Brit.
I don't like that. Don't repeat everything I say. Come up with your own stuff.
Come up with your own stuff.
I love you to death.
So, Norwich City's defensive, though.
Yes.
Let's talk. I mean, we... Liverpool, again, we talk about this all the time, relentless, mm-hmm. relentless on attack,
mm-hmm.
but it seemed like we couldn't break through.
Yeah.
We couldn't break through. We lost that, what do you say? You said it, they didn't have a final ball.
Yeah. Right?
They didn't have, so like you saw Nabi, you saw Ox, they had difficulty with that final ball into the box or a shot. It just seemed to whack off a Norwich City defender.
Salah, final ball wasn't great.
Mm.
Nabi for sure, his final ball, although towards the end of the game, he was getting a little more accurate, a little more into the game. And but yeah, that was the story of Liverpool's whole match there. The final ball wasn't there. But we still won. Again, we always discuss this. We still won 1-0. You could say we weren't the greatest on attack. Fine. 25 points ahead, 3 points. We won. You know what I mean?
It's crazy the complaints you see about 3 points.
You're not going to, it's not going to be a 4-0 win crazy match every time. And it's these games that you need to win. Whereas Liverpool of last season, two seasons ago, a lot of ties. Especially last season, lots of ties. Mm-hmm. Two seasons ago, a lot of ties. So we, all those games.
Kind of like a suit shop.
A lot of ties. That's a good name for a suit shop, by the way. A lot of ties. Mucho ties. Mexico.
Sorry, keep going, though. These are the games you were saying.
Yeah, these are the games that we've converted ties into 1-0 wins.
Mm.
Except for one against United. Who cares? Who cares?
That was a wet one. There's too much saliva on that.
You know what that was from? That was from what you and I ate last night.
The diner?
Which we haven't passed that quite yet.
No.
That's coming soon.
It's coming soon.
That's coming soon to a theater near you.
We went to a diner on our way back from New York City.
And we ordered everything. More wings, more ribs, throw on some pancakes, how about some chili? And I'm not even joking about any of that.
Nope.
That's all correct.
That's all the right order.
And hey, to top it all off, coffee with it. Why did I get a coffee?
You got coffee.
I wanted something to sip. You know what I'm saying?
You need a milkshake at a diner.
You do. You're
not a coffee.
A milkshake would have been a throw up on the ride home, though. So I'm glad we didn't do that.
So we won the game.
Yeah.
And we needed a goal to win.
Right.
So who do we call on?
Sadio Mane.
Scores a goal and wins Mane.
He is not Rusty Mane. Injuries don't affect him.
Because he's not Rusty. So obviously, what you have to say about that is he comes on, he shows no fatigue.
Yeah. Sadio Mane comes on and instantly, remember he got like the second touch of that stoppage of play, and he's just right back in. Whereas Fabinho needed a few games to get his touch back, and now he's back, I think, officially. Sadio Mane. Now, granted, Sadio Mane wasn't out as long as Fabinho.
Mm.
But he's still out for that time that gets your touch a little rusty. And he comes on guns a-blazing, and just fought hard, ran at defenders as usual.
Mm.
Not many misplaced passes, which you'd expect from a guy coming back from injury. And then did the unthinkable. I mean, it's not unthinkable for Sadio. And settled the ball from, I think it was Henderson. That gave him the ball.
The long ball.
Settled it with his toe while flying through the air while two canaries were on his back. Right? Settled it somehow. And then without even thinking, fires it full speed, near post, unstoppable Sadio.
Goal.
It's one of our current YouTube videos right now. The unstoppable Sadio.
Unstoppable Sadio.
Mm-hmm.
It was outrageous. He comes on, and it's just like this. Like, I was super excited to see him come on.
Yeah, me too.
And then
so was the cop.
He's instantly influential. It was like Fab we were talking about the other day.
Yeah.
When Fab subs on after a long injury, after a long break, he's right in the middle of the midfield.
But that's going against what I just said.
No, but I know, but I'm saying that
Fab came on and he was rusty.
He was rusty, but he's still right where he needs to be positionally. He wasn't able to capitalize on the opportunities that Fab had. He missed a couple passes. He lost the ball a couple times. But Mane comes on and he's right there. He's posted up front line of the strikers, weaving in and out, doing what he does, acting all squirrely. It was awesome.
And then like the link up between Sadio and Salah, it was like things never missed. Even though there wasn't any craziness. I'm thinking about his first touch. After the stoppage of play.
Yeah.
Then he gave right to Salah. They're both running around like maniacs. It was like, oh, they're back. Of our three strikers, Sadio, Salah, Firmino, two of them are going to be on. Typically.
I love seeing Mane, too, on the left with Robertson.
Oh, yeah.
Their sideline play is just next level.
Yeah.
I love it.
And even though, all right, maybe this game, it wasn't perfect. But it was funny that Sadio had the ball just outside of Norwich's 18, and he looks left, and Robertson's not there. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll go this way now. So going off your point, their link up, normally Sadio's like, oh, yeah, Robertson's going to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's nice to know.
Yeah, he looked left.
You got to know what your players are going to be doing.
Now, we got to talk about it.
Okay.
And the Twitter haters, you know them.
Twitter.
More like Twitter.
Yeah.
Mo.
Uh-huh.
He had a shot on goal right after Mane subbed in. Mane is clear, open, wide open, right in front of the goal. And he's begging for it, flailing his arms. Listen, I just want to talk about it.
You're not talking about the shot. You're talking about the time he didn't get a shot off.
He didn't pass it to him.
Yeah. Okay. So
he was right. Listen, I love Salah. And I love the chances he takes. We talk about it all the time. I'm not a Salah hater. I don't think he's selfish. I think he capitalizes on opportunities. I think he creates chances. You know how I feel about him. Mm-hmm. But that one, though, that one, bro.
I disagree.
That's going to be a highlight on Twitter.
I disagree with
pass you. Pass the ball, bro.
No, the pass, it wasn't like...
It was there.
No.
It was.
It wasn't like Sadio was wide open. There was a player there. Decisions had to be made. A decision had to be made. Mm-hmm. And he didn't give it to him. If he gave it to him, it might have been cut off by a Norwich player. I don't get your point with that.
He was right there.
You can't just keep saying he was right there.
I can. That's the point.
I'm giving you facts. You're coming back with emotion.
I know. That's the way you win arguments nowadays. It's 2020,
oh,
bro.
That's a good point.
Emotionality. Twitter! Emotionality wins arguments. You don't need facts. You need feelings.
I get what you're saying. He probably shoulda, coulda, woulda passed it.
He should have.
Okay?
He should have.
But it wasn't like he was wide out in the open like the time that they kind of butted heads in the beginning of the season.
That was like three games in.
Yeah, that was quick. And so much.
Such a headline.
People just take those headlines and run. And I get it. We're podcasters. We know that drama leads to views. But they just took that and ran with it. And between Sadio and Salah, it was like in the dressing room, oh, you should have passed me. Okay, sorry about that. Done. Done deal. I assume it was a done deal.
Done deal. I just like to see him back out there.
Yeah, me too.
Just like to see him. The energy he creates. And you mentioned it. I don't know if you mentioned it. Maybe you mentioned it on our live that we did after the game. First goal as a sub.
As a career.
Career history.
For Liverpool.
Why would he sub? Sadio ain't a sub.
Yeah, I know.
Sadio no sub, son.
That's one of those stats that's stupid. Because the only reason he doesn't have that stat is because he's so good and he starts every time.
He starts every game.
Yeah.
But still, first goal as a sub. And to come back, you said it when he came on. You're like, he has been itching to play.
Oh. And that's where like maybe a 3-4 week break sometimes can be good for players.
Mm.
Where they maybe Sadio. I've seen many people on Twitter and Instagram say Sadio needs a rest. This guy needs a rest. That guy needs a rest. So sometimes it's actually good. A nice little rest, especially that one where we didn't have any hiccups.
Hiccups. No big games, no major games. You didn't really need him.
Yeah.
Not like we don't need him, but we didn't need him.
Yeah, we mentioned it earlier a couple podcasts ago. Good time to get injured.
Good time to get injured.
Perfect. We had a pretty easy schedule. No Champions League. And now we have Sadio back for Atletico Madrid, hopefully.
Mm.
Hopefully he plays. I assume he will. I assume we'll have our full squad.
It'd be full squad.
Yeah.
That's a big game.
Huge.
I'm excited.
Huge.
I'm so excited for Champions League. It's back, baby.
Yeah.
It's back, baby. So,
100%.
Sadio, obviously a core member of our team. There's one guy that we don't really talk about a ton because he's always just core. He's always great.
Yeah.
Virgil van freaking Dijk.
Most underrated rated player ever.
How'd he play? How'd he play this game? What do you think?
He played great. Again, cutting off passes in the right positions and tracking those pooky runs, tracking those Norwich City offensive runs that they're trying to get in behind the high line, and he gets in front of them, makes it look easy.
His positioning
is great. And what is that? All right, who is the other? Can you think of any other underrated player that game? Like any player that put in a good performance that doesn't always get the hype that everyone else gets?
Allison Becker.
Yeah.
Becker's the man, bro.
He is
so good.
Uh-huh.
He's so good. His placement when he plays, I don't know. I watch a couple games a week. Any game that's on, like, because I have a sports package at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then any game, I'll always watch Premier League games if they're on, like my Premier League mornings, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of games. Nobody plays keeper like him.
Yeah.
He's all over the place. He blocked a ball today at full, laying down, full stretch, one hand flicked it away.
Mm-hmm.
Blocked a shot, a breakup shot.
Yeah.
Dude.
It really reminded me, I can't think of the guy's name. Oh, shoot.
Loris Karius.
No, it's the biggest Italian goalkeeper ever. Oh, my goodness. Pirlo's not a goalkeeper. I can't think of his name. Oh, he's one of my favorite keepers. I'm blanking.
Clearly.
What made me love this guy, this Italian keeper, please comment at us. Tell us the name of the keeper. You know who I'm thinking of. Buffon.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. How can I forget his name?
Boofing.
One thing that
means when you put stuff up your butt.
Is it?
Boofing? I think so.
You boofed it?
Yeah. I think it's when you put something up your butt.
Does it mean like you mess something up?
No, like you put something up your butt.
Suppository?
Yeah, you boof it. Boofed.
Oh. Boof.
Hey, a little insight for the English listeners, if there are any.
Uh-huh.
Because you guys are kind of racist and you don't listen to Americans.
But we love you.
And
we love your country.
And we want you to listen more. But boofing. It's an American thing.
Yeah.
Put it in your butt.
About.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to lose my point now. Oh, Buffon.
Buffon.
That's why it came up.
Buffon.
I'll never forget. He was playing against I forget who, and there was a breakaway on goal. The guy was running wide, running at Buffon. Okay? He gets down, hands at his side to try to make himself big, runs up towards the guy running at him. The guy does a fake shot that he's 10 feet away from him. The guy fakes a shot, which could hit you in the face, mind you. He doesn't flinch. He just keeps his eyes focused. And then the guy
doesn't, stay on target.
Doesn't know what to do after that. And Buffon blocked it.
Mm.
And it was the most impressive thing to me. It showed so much guts. And that's kind of what Alisson did today, where he did not commit too early. And he was able to block the pass off. Hence, it wasn't a save. He was blocking a pass.
Mm.
He didn't commit too early, and he waited the right amount of time. Any longer wouldn't be good. Any less, if he stayed too far back, it wouldn't have been good. Really, top-class keeper. That's why we paid so much money for him. That's why he's the best keeper in the Premier League.
That's why he's the best keeper in football.
He has kept us in our unbeaten streak, I assume. I assume you could look back and say, hey, if he didn't save this, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Tie against United. I don't know if he had any save. I guarantee you he had a good save, because that would have been the game.
Yeah.
That's the tie. Any goal against us there, and he really has come through for us this season, last season. He's quite a keeper. And so is Adrian, by the way.
Even the goals conceded. There's not much.
But stats like that,
That's what I'm saying.
I don't like, because that has to do a lot with our defense. You know, but it's things
who,
like...
Who Ali's a key player of. So,
of course.
I agree with you.
Okay. I just like to disagree with you.
Ali Becker.
Alisson.
So we talked about Norwich's defense a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you want to go into it anymore?
No, I'm done.
You're done talking about Norwich?
Put a fork in that canary. I'm done.
So, Alisson Becker, like we said, had a couple great saves. There was one where, at the end of the game, it was Timu Pukki's first shot on goal the whole game. He waited. It was like the 89th minute.
Mm-hmm.
I remember commentator was like, he's been waiting 89 minutes for this shot, and he finally got it.
Yeah.
Kicked it straight at Alisson, 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. And with the wind.
With the wind, the ball's back.
Yeah.
And he catches it.
Yeah.
Like just catches it.
Yeah.
He does that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He does that all the time.
And I know we've said it before. I want to put you in that position and just try to catch it.
No.
First of all.
No. It would hurt.
It would hit us at our chest. Our hands would never touch the ball. We think our hands would touch the ball, but it would come at us so fast they would never touch. He does that all the time.
I know, like it's nothing.
And I feel like he does it more than other keepers. I feel like a lot of keepers, I don't know, maybe that shot they would have caught other keepers. I'm not really sure, but I'm just saying in so many different situations, Alisson catches the ball, which prevents a deflection towards another player. And it's important. And I think Alisson Becker is the best goalie in the world when it comes to catching a ball, a shot. Catching it rather than deflecting it. That's what I think. I mean, again, I'm not the most,
well-rounded.
I'm not the brightest bowl in the cupboard.
Wow. Bowl in the cupboard.
I'm trying to get our Brits listening.
It's the brightest bulb or a bowl in a china cap, and you mixed both those.
Bowl
a china shop?
Bowl
in a china shop.
That's a whole different expression.
That's what I'm saying. It's the brightest bulb. You said the brightest bowl.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Did I say
listen,
bulb?
Listen, yeah, you said brightest bulb.
I said bulb.
So I was going somewhere with that. So Timu Pukki finally got a shot on goal after 89 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And we teased this a little bit, his future career.
Right.
Do you think he should reconsider his career and pursue another venture?
I think so.
What should he be?
I think Timu Pukki, he should be, because he looks like a bartender.
A bartender.
He's a bartender.
Describe the appearance of a bartender for me.
Well, maybe not a bartender, but I just expect Timu Pukki, okay, driving around on a truck, pulls up to a bar, hops out. Hey, Jimmy, what's up, buddy boy? Grabs his hand truck, gets some craft beer out of the truck, and rolls it in.
So he's a beer distributor.
He's a craft beer distributor. Driver, truck driver.
Based off appearance alone?
Appearance alone.
Just the way he looks.
Just appearance. Oh, yeah, just appearance. He's got that craft beer look to him. He's got that, that American hipster craft beer look. Williamsburg.
I could see him. I could see him being on like a commercial.
Yeah.
Like the Dos Equis commercial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When like the guy's like, I don't drink beer. I drink Dos Equis. And he like comes out with like two craft beers. Like, hey, I'm Teemu Pukki.
What is his nationality, Teemu Pukki?
Teemu Pukki? We can look it up.
Look it up.
Jamie.
What is
Teemu Pukki?
J-Mo. Goog. Give it a goog.
Who's that? Shelby?
Not Shelby. Mark.
He's Finnish.
Finnish.
That means he's from Finland. Hey. He kind of looks like he's from Finland.
Yeah, he does.
Like bald.
You know what he looks like? He looks like a bartender.
Look at that. You want to fight that guy?
I would fight him over Fabinho.
You'd fight him over Fabinho?
Oh my goodness, any day of the week.
This dude's thick.
Any day of the week.
Thick.
He just does not look like a footballer.
What is that called? A furrowed brow? Right? Furrowed brow?
I don't know. Brightest bull in the China cap. China cabinet? China cupboard?
Coronavirus. All right, so we ripped on Pukki a little bit. What about this Todd? Who's Todd?
Oh, I can't believe Cantwell's first name is Todd.
Todd.
Does he look the furthest from a Todd you've ever seen?
Todd.
He does not look like a Todd. He looks like a Jamie or a Kelly.
Ooh.
Or an Alex.
Just because he has long blonde hair, you're picking all girl names.
That's a good point.
Jamie, Kelly, and Alex.
That's a good point. But I'll give him a Scott. I'll give him a Pete. A Todd?
A Todd.
Teemu Pukki looks like a Todd. Todd the bartender.
Do you know any cool Todds?
Yeah.
You know Scottson. But you know any other like cool Todds?
No.
Like
they don't exist.
Hey man, yo, you and me, we should go get Todd and we should go out. You ain't going out with Todd.
We inviting Todd? No,
Todd's staying home.
Todd's staying home playing World of Warcraft.
Did it look like Todd had Trent's number? What was going on there?
No, I think it was...
You mentioned something?
I think it was a good battle by the youngins. I think it was a good battle. I think Trent got a little hot-headed every now and then and gave him a nice little foul, showed him what's up. But I think that's good. I mean, Cantwell's a wonderful player.
They're kind of comparative players, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what? They're 21. They're both 21.
I thought Trent was 20.
20?
Look it up.
Trent.
J-Mo,
Trent's,
give it a goog.
Trent's 20.
Give it a goog.
21.
Trent Alexander Arnold. Come on, 20. Come
Born
on,
20. In 88. He's 21. 21.
Woo! I'm never right.
Andrew's always right. He's always, always right. Andrew's always right. Andrew's always right. Andrew's always right. Because Brian was homeschooled. Hey, Brian was homeschooled. Hey.
I like it.
He's 21 years old. So they're both 21.
Yeah.
Cantwell is what? A offensive midfielder?
Yeah, he's an attacking midfielder.
Yeah, right?
Well, I think so.
All right, so Trent's an attacking fullback.
Yeah.
Yeah, super similar.
Super similar and same age. And it was a nice battle to watch.
Yeah.
I love that.
You must have saw something I didn't see. Did they have like a tuffle?
Yeah, there was
a tussle? Tuffle?
Tuffle? Ruffle?
Ruffle?
Buffle? Shuffle?
A duffel. Duffel
a
bag. Duffel.
Away bags.
Away bags. They're great. They charge full. They can charge five devices.
I'm off the duffel. Yes, in the beginning of the game, there was two... Trent fouled him twice.
I must have missed it.
Trent fouled him twice in a row. And, you know, it was... And Trent wasn't happy about either of them. But, yeah, it was a nice little battle between them. And then Trent had his number a couple times. I think it was a nice battle. I'd love to see that. Mm. I'd love to see a nice, you know, like a good Virgil versus Traore type battle. Love that.
I like Traore versus Robertson.
Traore versus Robertson, that wasn't a good battle.
You know, but someone's got to lose.
Traore mopped the floor with not only Robertson, but every player on our team.
Except Virgil.
Except Virgil. Virgil's the only one he didn't get by.
Except Virgil.
Yeah, because Virgil is the man. He is the man.
What is this? Talk about this. What do you got?
So I wanted to talk about this. I thought it was fascinating. Okay, and let's read into this here. Klopp brings on Fabinho and Sadio in the 60th minute of that game. Off for Gini and Ox. Okay? I think... Now, this is kind of obvious, but I think that Klopp... started that game with those starters expected to go up, let's say 2-0, and leave those starters on. Maybe give Sadio a run in the 80th minute. Maybe give Fabinho a late minute run. I don't think his original plan was to bring them on in the 60th minute. And I think he did that, obviously, to win the game, as opposed to his original plan. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
That went against, and that's just my theory. That's just my theory. I don't think that was his plan. He's not a early sub kind of guy. And he's like, you know what? I need these two to go on and score. You almost think to go that, on and change the way the game goes.
You almost think that, like, so Liverpool use this, like, analytic technology, right? Mm-hmm. They're, like, I guess they're one of the only clubs that do. I guess they all do, but they use it, like, a lot more.
Yeah.
You almost think that Klopp underrated Norwich's defense a little bit. Not to his fault. They won the game. Yeah. So no one's slam us. No one's hating on Klopp here. No one's hating on Klopp here.
Yeah.
But you almost think he underrated their defense. He didn't know that they were going to play so well, and he's like, crap.
Mm-hmm.
You think he was like, crap, we got to get you in there.
Yeah, gave
I love that sideline banter.
Gave Keita full run, gave Ox a run, although Ox deserves it.
I think so, too.
And then said, all right, we got to take care of this. Maybe I didn't want to put Sadio on for the, you know, for whatever, 30 minutes. And again, Fabinho, I bet Fabinho, I think he would have made a Fabinho change in the 60th minute. To give him more playing time, but not Sadio. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was his purpose for Sadio. His purpose for Sadio was to give him a late minute run, get some playing time, get him ready for Atletico. And he said, you know what? We got to win this game. And guess who scored? The player he brought on. Mm-hmm. Hence, what a good manager Klopp is. Mm-hmm. He managed that game brilliantly.
Yeah.
Brilliantly.
Brilliant. Kudos to Klopp.
Kudos to Klopp. KK.
Kudos to Klopp.
Only two.
Gosh.
Keep it away from there.
Yeah.
Idiots.
But then you said it really well when Milner came on. You're like, that is a sub. That is a sub that will shore up the midfield. Yeah. He goes, that sub right there is just to shore up the defense.
What did he come on for?
He came on for...
It's on the notes.
Oh, it is on the notes.
Down below, way down below.
Keita. So Keita off in the 80th for Milli Vanilli.
So Keita didn't get 84th. He didn't get the full 90. But it was nice that he got a nice run.
He got a full. It was nice that he got 84 minutes. That's 90.
And granted, he doesn't get a lot of playing time. I think he did okay. I was knocking him a little bit for his final ball into the box. It wasn't great, but you know, when Keita receives that ball in the midfield, he makes wonderful runs. Keeps the ball. He's really a top class player. He just needs some playing time.
We got a live news update. I think we should read on the podcast.
Read
real quick.
It, baby.
Liverpool in February. Have qualified for the 2021 Champions League. That's awesome!
And Manchester City, in February, have been knocked out of 2 years Champions League.
You cheaters! You PCP!
Those are back-to-back headlines,
smoking
by the way.
Cheaters.
That was yesterday's headline. Today's headline, oh, Liverpool's already in. It's February. Yeah, we're in.
Liverpool's in as of February. We're in for the 2021.
As of 2 hours ago, I bet.
As of 2 hours ago.
Right? That's why the headline was posted, because we won against Norwich. That secured our Champions League.
We couldn't fall below. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy. And then Man City. Awesome. I'm so happy. Who cares about you?
Oh, man. They're in dire straits.
I don't like to see fraud, though.
No.
Nobody wants to see fraud. No. You mentioned it. I was at work when you recorded a quick little podcast on it, which I hope you guys listened to because it was really good. But no one wants to see that.
Nah.
But also, you know, biggest rivals right now, I would say.
But, I'm with you on that. It's nice for Liverpool. But, you know, that's why we watch football. We watch it for fun. And we want to see good games, so, you know, I really hate to see teams get banned. I mean, they should be. If they broke the rules, it should happen. But, you know, I want to see full squads. I want to see the best fighting the best, you know?
Yeah.
So, that is a shame. But, like you said, it's Liverpool's number one competition right now. And if this appeal doesn't work for Manchester City, if it doesn't work, which I suspect it will not...
What leads you to that?
Because...
out of curiosity.
Why would they make the decision, such a rash decision like that, if they didn't have all the evidence and they weren't sure?
Mm. Well, I mean, it's clear.
It's clear. To them, it's clear. Obviously, to City, it's not.
But what are you gonna appeal? You reported X amount of funding for your sponsors.
Yeah, and Man City was complaining about how it was leaked consistently. Well, okay.
Good.
Yeah, fine. That stuff should be leaked. Yes. You were illegal.
You cheated.
There are rules. The Champions League, the FP, I forget the name of the organization. There's rules to this stuff. How you spend your money, how many sponsors you can have, all this stuff. They had to fudge the amount of money that came in from a sponsor so they can even out.
You made a good point on the last podcast, too. You said less Champions League performances, less money, maybe less quality strikers, less quality players.
That's what I'm saying. It
changes the Premier League, too.
Forget about the $30 million fine. You're looking at hundreds of millions of lost. Hundreds of, I mean, I don't know what the Champions League you get in rights, but I know the Premier League, you get about 70 to 90 million pounds for being in the Premier League TV rights.
Mm.
That's base. So Norwich City gets that. Then depending on your on
for now.
Yeah, right. Then depending on how many times you're shown on TV, which kind of depends on how well you're doing, you get more money. So there, and I assume Champions League works the same type of way. You get TV rights, obviously. They're going to lose out on that for two straight years, and they're going to lose out on the hype. I mentioned all this in the last podcast.
Yeah. No,
which
it was
means,
a good
which
pod.
Which means less jersey sales. It means all that stuff.
It was a good pod.
Which means less potential purchases of players, but, you know, they got oil money. So it might not matter.
I can't say anything else. You gotta be PC.
Twitter.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be PC. You can't say anything about oil money.
They got vinegar money? Is that can't do any?
Oh, oil and vinegar?
Yeah. I'm talking about olive oil.
Oh, you're talking about olive oil money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not that petroleum.
Oh, the Greeks that sponsor them.
The Italians. Is it Greeks who do olive oil or Italians? Can I say Italian? I gotta say Italian, right?
I don't know what you gotta say.
Cable.
It's tough. It's tough, dude. It's 2020, bro.
There's too many rules.
Get woke.
Too many rules.
Get woke, son.
I'll never be woke.
Never be woke.
No.
Stay asleep.
Anti-woke. Don't wake him. 43 games.
43 games.
43 games unbeaten. Okay. 6 games to tie Arsenal's Invincibles.
What are we going to get called? That's the question I have. When we go unbeaten, what are we going to get called?
The Liverpool Leviathans. I don't know.
That's a good one.
Is it good?
I don't know. I like it, though.
The Liverpool...
Right?
The Liverpool Lily Pad. I don't know. I can't think of
it. Lily Pad?
I can't
think. That was awful!
I just...
Dead, sad little frog?
That's one of those classic situations, quit while you're ahead.
End on the Leviathan.
I can't help myself,
How do you
though?
Go from the Leviathan up here... to lily pad down here.
But the problem with Leviathan, like, invincible is good because it means they're invincible. There's a meaning behind it.
Yeah.
So we need something else.
What's more invincible than invincible?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Mm-hmm. Because they were the Invincibles at 49.
Uh-huh.
If we beat it at 50.
Yeah.
What are we? The Immortals.
The Liverpool Invincibles 2.0.
The Liverpool double invincible.
Yeah.
So we got 6 games to tie.
Uh-huh.
As it stands, because there's draws in the mix, there could be a draw. I think it's 5 wins to clinch the league.
Yes.
If we draw, it's a draw and 5 wins still clinches the league. It's weird. I think you need a draw and 5 wins or just 5 wins.
Right.
Like, obviously you need to draw 5 wins.
Yes.
But it's shaping up to be, and we've mentioned this in the last podcast, that if we draw one of these next games...
Mm-hmm.
We will win at Etihad.
Mm-hmm. If we win at Etihad.
If we win at Etihad, right. We can win at Etihad. Mm. So the next game's coming up. I thought we could do like a quick little review. Because we did this after our last pod and we didn't record it. I was like, we should have recorded that because it sounded cool. The next 5 Premier League matches we have are Liverpool at home against West Ham.
Okay.
Liverpool away at Watford.
So far, so good.
Liverpool at home against Bournemouth.
Okay.
And then Liverpool away against Everton. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5.
And then Crystal Palace.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then Liverpool at home against Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm. Crystal Palace always worries me.
Everton is always scary.
Always.
Listen, you can write off Bournemouth all you want. Look at Norwich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bottom, and you mentioned it so well. I love that you said that. That Premier League, there's no boring games.
No.
It doesn't. If you're a fan of a club, there's no one you can play that's boring.
Uh-huh.
If you wash them, it's 5-0. It's interesting. And if they show up and surprise you and you only win 1-0 or they draw you, it's an amazing game.
Right.
You know? So out of these next 5 games, do we draw one of them?
I mean, I think if we're going to draw, it's going to be at Everton. It's going to be at Goodison Park.
It's going to be at Goodison?
Yeah.
Not Luminous Arena?
Oh,
no, we're
Anfield.
In Anfield.
That's
we're
Anfield.
In Anfield.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I want to win at the Etihad, though.
I know. But I'm saying it's...
You know what? I want to draw at Crystal. Just because the buildup... If we draw at Crystal, the buildup going to the Etihad,
and then
knowing we can win.
And then that means we win at Everton. Like, we'd rather win at Everton.
I would want to win at Everton.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I don't want to draw at Everton.
No.
Because then they're going to make that a whole headline. We're going to win the league at City, yet it's somehow going to be a headline. Well, we drew them, which we pushed it back a day.
It'd be funny if you saw, like, we're playing Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're up 1-0.
Right.
And then Virgil just dunks it in his own goal. Like, I want to win at the end.
Yeah.
I want to win against Man
City. And then we lose the season.
Oh, goodness. We could lose the season.
Still possible. We can still lose it.
I love it, though.
No,
I love
wonderful.
It. We are in an awesome time.
Oh.
We're in a really cool time.
We have to savor it. Gotta savor.
You know what's nuts, too, is when you look at the social media platforms.
Yeah.
The variety of different approaches to this season from their own fans.
Right.
I won't celebrate anything until it's in my hand. We won the league. I'm the guy that's like, we won when we beat Man City. You're the guy that's like, we won when we beat Leicester out.
Yep.
And they started dropping points because they've had a huge dip in form, Leicester.
They have.
So, and then you see the hate on all the, like, on the wins. We have wins and there's still hate. And then there's also people that are praising it. It's just a really cool time.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
It's wonderful problems to have. Wonderful. You
great
know,
problems.
Oh, wonderful. We're all complaining about how to win the league or how we're going to accept winning the league.
This is to the next five games and the next five pods, hopefully all having wins.
Well, that was a nice ding.
That's because mine's empty.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. They make better noises when they're empty. But next week, actually this week, we play Atletico Madrid. The Champions League is back.
Tuesday.
That's
Tuesday.
Exciting.
I'm so excited.
You know what's super exciting?
What?
Champions League's back, and we're 25 points up.
Uh-huh.
What? Last year, remember last year when we were watching it? And we were like, okay, we got to pick one. What do we do? We're close. We have this. Okay, let's commit to Champions League. What do we do?
And we get knocked out of the Premier League, and all the pressure in the world is on us now to win the Champions League. Because you got to come out of an amazing season like that with something.
Mm.
And we did it. Now we're going in with not as much pressure. Still, you still want to win it.
But that's so exciting.
It's extremely exciting.
It's exciting to not have to sweat the league.
Yeah.
That's what's exciting.
It is.
Oh, I love
it. It's so funny how we say it's exciting to not sweat the league, yet Klopp is sweating.
Oh, he's sweating the league.
Always. Because they're the ones who are doing the work. That's why they get paid the money.
Yeah, no. I mean, duh. Well,
that's why we hire them.
Don't worry. I'm going to call him.
See this jersey?
I'll calm him down.
The money that I bought this jersey with. That lets them worry about that.
Oh, we hire Klopp.
Yeah, we hire them.
You're saying every jersey sale means that you're Klopp's boss.
Yeah. He thinks he's the boss. I'm the boss. How much do you hate Americans?
How much do you hate us?
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, real quick. Leave a written review on how much you hate us, but give it 5 stars. Give it 5 stars.
Yes, I like
that.
So
you can hate us all you want. Just throw 5 stars on there. So
like say, I hate these guys. They suck. 5 stars.
5 stars. We'd love it. It would be so funny. It'd get read online.
Oh,
it would
great.
Get read on the podcast.
Oh, 100%.
But we play Atletico Madrid. That is Tuesday.
That's Tuesday.
At 3 o'clock, we hope to release we're going to do a live directly following that game. So if you are a trooper and you've made it to the end of this podcast, we are going to do a live at the end of that game.
A live on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
So subscribe to us on YouTube. You'll get notifications for our live,
yep,
right?
I think so.
You've figured this all out. You're a genius.
Yeah, I got to figure out more, though. Like, how to notify people that the live is coming. I got to figure that out. But it's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
It's a work in progress.
But we'll be doing that probably Tuesday right after the game. And
yes.
The podcast will probably be released that night.
Yeah, exactly. Coming a few hours later. Something like that.
Yep. So a big thanks for listening, guys. Ale, ale, ale. Remember the Second Amendment. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Long live the queen. And up the Reds.
Adios.
Adios.
See you Tuesday.
A Wiedersehen. Say goodbye in every language you know.
A Wiedersehen. Adios. Ciao.
Arigato. That's thank you.
Twitter.
Arigato. Oh, chariman. This is the best.
Turn it off.
I love you, bro.
Turn it off.
I'm not going to turn it off. It's going to keep going. Anfield Humidor Podcast.
Thank you.
Check it out.
We love you.